Hello? Okay. I'll start again. Okay, so good morning, New Philadelphia Church. For those who don't know me, my name is Alex, and I'm one of the reserve leaders at New Philly, Sydney. About 2 weeks ago, I received an email from Pastor Paul and Jamie saying that they would like me to share my testimony at the churchwide retreat. I was very overwhelmed by this email. By having the fear of having to stand up here, sharing my testimony, not only in front of hundreds of people, but also being on podcasts where anyone anywhere can listen to. I quickly came to my senses and realized, like we sung before, I will not be shaken through God's love, and that I will feel, and the feelings that I had would feel so minute compared to how I would feel afterwards, the joy that I would feel after sharing my testimony. So I replied to the email with hashtag YOLO with God, which is a hashtag that I made up, meaning to be free with the Lord. So today I'm going to be sharing with you a journey on how I met God and how He's used New Philly, Sydney to influence my life. The title of my testimony is Finding My Worth in God. Before meeting God, I thought I was in a good place, but I wasn't. I was very insecure and had a tendency to put my worth on how others viewed me, whether it was how I looked, what I studied, or where I worked. The perception others had on me became my idol and identity. And because of this, I never really knew who I was and my worth as a person. Just over 2 years ago, I was offered two jobs. One was for a big department store, and the other was for Mucci, a frozen yogurt chain. My heart was only open to worldly gain. And in the eyes of the world, the department store was clearly the better choice in many ways. But there was something about Mucci that I was strangely drawn to, so I decided to take up that offer instead. I can honestly say that I wouldn't be here today if I decided to take up the other offer. Because at Mucci was where New Philly, Sydney was birthed. And New Philly, Sydney was where I was saved. One day, my boss, David Bay, one of the original Sydney church planting members, invited me to come and see what his church service was like. So, at the time, I knew nothing about God. I've never been to church, nor even picked up a Bible. But I said, okay, I'll come, because I really wanted to make a good impression on my boss. Okay, I didn't go to discover God, but the Lord had other plans. The Bible says to come as you are, and that's exactly what I did. I remember that week's sermon. It was titled, Is He Really Good? By Pastor Myung Ha Choi. I'm not sure if it was her message or her Korean accent, but there was something that sparked my curiosity that day. So I kept coming back. A few months later, in October 2013, Pastor Christian and Aaron came down for a Sydney retreat. I had been coming out to church service, but I still didn't believe in God. I think I only went due to peer pressure. I guess it was good peer pressure. There was one night where God's presence was so thick during praise time that I couldn't help but lift my hands and worship. Raising my hands was an outward sign of what was taking place in my heart. I have been learning about this God at church for the time. But for the first time, I was able to feel His presence, and I felt in sync with everyone in the room. After this experience at the retreat, I had a desire to learn more about God. So I set myself on a path to discover who He is by joining the service team and actively serving the house. I committed to a weekly community group where I was held accountable for my day-to-day life, and also where church leaders were able to speak into my life. I truly believe that it's through surrounding myself with this community of believers and doing life with them that has opened my heart to Christianity. I first encountered God at the retreat, but June 3rd will mark my one-year milestone of accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So that's in 2 weeks. Yeah. After receiving Christ and placing Him at the center of my life, I quickly jumped into membership, then new recruits training camp. During this time, I experienced a lot of spiritual growth with the shepherding of our campus pastors, Pastor Paul and Jamie, and my community group leader, Semi. The pastors brought clarity on who God is and what having a relationship with Him means. In CG, Semi, along with the other members, helped me understand how to practically apply biblical wisdom to my life. With their help, I found myself taking steps to please God and follow His ways, rather than living to please myself and others. Last November, Sydney had their first retreat since the opening service, where Pastor Benjamin was also our guest speaker. During that retreat, I got baptized in water and also the Holy Spirit. When I got baptized by the Holy Spirit, I was receiving prayer for Pastor Benjamin. In the moment, I felt this powerful force push me on the floor. I wasn't sure if he pushed me or not. But it turns out PB barely touched me. Then I learned in CG another way to translate God's glory in Hebrews is actually the word wait. God's presence was so thick that I couldn't stand. I had a vision that my doors were completely opened. And everything within the doors was really bright. I saw two silhouettes. One was of myself and the other, whom I assumed to be God. Assumed to be God. I felt very assured by this vision, and the Lord was trying to tell me that He's always been here with me, even when my doors was closed and I didn't know Him. Since this encounter, God has been breaking away lies that the devil's been telling me for years. And the biggest lie that I had to face was my thoughts of inadequacy and putting my worth on how others viewed me. Now I'm constantly being reminded by Mark 1:11, "You are my beloved son, with you I'm well pleased." One way I grew in this truth was through New Philly's missions. This past January, I was a part of the Angeli City Philippines missions team. I went on missions with the anointing of Isaiah 61 upon me. From day one, God was using me as His vessel to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. For those who are doing NRTC, you have to memorize the verse. Every day, I was being stretched and challenged by God in ways that I've never been before. Everything I had learned at New Philly was being put to the test. I had fears of not being well-equipped, but I didn't have time to dwell on that. So I cast my fears and anxiety to God and YOLO'd with Him. I did what I could faithfully and left what I couldn't in God's hand. One specific highlight of this trip was during an altar call we had for healing. There was this one woman who was very ill. Her vision was cloudy, she had diabetes, she has a weight on her chest, and also experienced a lot of leg pain. Heidi, Helen, and I gravitated towards this woman and really contended for her health. We started praying life over her, rebuking all pain and discomfort from her body, declaring God's healing power upon her. After we prayed for her, her vision was improved, the weight she felt was lifted, and also her leg pain was completely gone. She was like dancing and jumping with us afterwards. I really wanted to see signs and wonders, but I never would have imagined God would have used me to heal someone. Because my spiritual walk was still very new, and I didn't expect God to move in such a powerful way through me. But one of the biggest lessons that I learned over the past year is that God can use you despite any inadequacies you feel. God doesn't look at your qualifications. He looks at our hearts and hands to be His vessel. So I encourage you to face your fears and YOLO with God, believing that He empowers you. So much has happened in under a year. I think I did everything possible at New Philly. I did membership, baptism, NRTC, missions, and look at me now. I truly believe that it is through God's grace and the community we have in Sydney that has allowed me to have such an exponential growth in such a short time. I would like to end my testimony by reading to you all my 2015 yearly verse. So it comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. And the end. Thank you.